and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
Amen. Let's turn to day two. This is John 15:3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now let's read John 13, 14 to 15. That is on day three. If I then have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, so that you also may do even as I have done to you. Amen. And continue with 34 to 35.
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I love you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Amen. How about brothers, we repeat this again.
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I love you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
How about sisters?
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. By this shall all know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Amen. Yes, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the book of John, for most of the Christians, we're very familiar, right? Especially this story. Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. I think, you know, through this message, it really tells us that the book of John is actually a book of signs, right? Jesus actually did many, the miracles or the signs while he was on the earth. And then particularly in John, the book of John is a book of life, right? So in all of these stories or the signs that Jesus has done, he's really speaking something more intrinsic, right, than just the things that he has done on the surface. So we want to look at this particular story. What does, you know, how can we really see the spiritual reality of this is, right, Jesus washing the feet? You know, in some Christianity, they even actually practice it, right, in an outward way, right? But is this really what Jesus wants us to practice, right? What is really the meaning behind it? I think through the message, it really help us to see, right? I think, you know, just it is very good to, you know, remember the scene, right? At the time, Jesus actually put down his garment, right? And what is his garment? Right? Garment is a person's outward expression, right? So Jesus, you can say when he actually put down his garment, that means he's putting down his expression, right? Yes. He has the glorious expression, right?
Yes.
All his attributes, right? Divine attributes were expressed in his human virtues. So even that, he wants to put it down, right? So that means that's a true humble, right? Yes. He truly humbled himself, right, when he actually washed the disciples' feet. And then he also, he took a towel and then he girded himself, right? And gird, you know, it gave us an impression of, right, being bound, being restricted. And that is exactly what the Lord has done. So he's willing to be restricted. I mean, actually, even when he came down from the heavens, right, became a man, he was in this kind of restriction, right? He was restricting him. He was on the cross, you know, you can say. So he was really willing to be humbled himself and to be restricted in his interactions with his disciples, right? The one that he loved. And then you know, he poured water into the basin, right? And we know from the New Testament, we see the water is what? Is really the Word, right? It's the washing, you know, of the Word. In fact, the Titus 3:5 tells us that the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. So the water really typifies the Word, the Spirit, the life, right? That actually can really wash us clean. And in fact, the one that we just read, right, John 15:3, it says, "You're already clean because of the Word which I have spoken to you." So, praise the Lord, you know. You know, in old days, right, in the Jewish, you know, they have the they wore sandals, right? So, you know, we know this is like before the feast, right, when the disciples just about to sit down. So without the washing of the feet, you know, guess what, right? They stretch out feet and it's not going to be very pleasant, right? If, you know, think about if everyone does that. So the fellowship will be hindered, right, if the feet is not washed. So, yeah, so the Lord really set us an example here, right? So in order to enter into a fellowship with the Lord and also with each other, we need to be washed first by the Lord, right? So, but then there's a person involved, right? The feet is not going to be washed by itself, right? We're not like, you know, treading into a river or something, right? We're actually sitting down, you know, at the table to actually gather together. So, the Lord is washing us, and then the Lord is also washing each other through every one of us, right? We're washing each other. So, right, later the Lord asked his disciples to wash each other, follow the master's pattern, right? So I feel like this is really it's very sweet, right? So first, in order to wash others, right, in order to wash each other, we really need to lay down our attainment, right? If we feel like we're spiritually higher than, let's say, D, right, you know, or Peter, then I have no ground to wash them, right? So we actually have to humble ourselves, right? Because you cannot give somebody a condescending kind of a feeling, right? If anyone speaks to you in a condescending way, you're kind of like shy away, right, from that person, right? You're kind of getting scared, right? Or like keeping a distance. So that is really the first. The Lord actually has already set an example. So whatever the attainment that we have spiritually, whatever, right, or in human virtue, just lay it down, right? You know, that is a true humility. And then, you know, we also need to restrict it, right, in our speaking to each other, because washing is by speaking, right, by the Word. We need to be really restricted. You have to really be one with the Spirit, right? You know, if you speak whatever you think that you wanted to speak or out of your flesh, most likely it's not going to be a washing. It'll probably be like you're maybe scolding someone's feet, right? You know, so I feel like, yeah, this is such a vivid picture of what we ought to, you know, where we're actually, you know, washing each other before the fellowship, right? Even to enter into such a fellowship. And I also enjoy the part that Brother Ni, this is on day five or day six, right? He was talking about, you know, sometimes we're not in a very good situation, right? But then when Saint Germain, they would actually, whenever they give a testimony or something, we felt like we're washed, right? We felt like we were previously down in our spirit. But when saints started to fellowship, then we actually feel like we're uplifted. Our soul, our spirit has been uplifted. We're like revived, we can say, right? So this is, I just feel like this is, you know, very practical. Sometimes we, you know, throughout the week, right, when we're touching the earth, even though we may not sing any much, but then, you know, just by touching the world, let's say this week I've been very busy, like even with my work, all this is legit, right? But then towards the Friday, I would feel like I'm very much down, right? Because just my mind was not set on the things that's above, right? My mind is not set on the things that's with the Lord. So I just feel like, you know, sometimes when we just come together for a small group home meeting, this is the time of all washing each other, right? And after the meeting, we feel like we're very much revived, right? Amen. So, yeah, praise the Lord. This is so practical. I feel like this is like really something that in our church life we ought to practice. I feel like I will just, opening up this much, and then saints can continue. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So while things are going to fellowship, well, I feel gap also by some minor things. So recently, the young people, they had a practice to ask the young people to wash the dishes after the Saturday meal. So I thought it was great. Yeah, because, the hardship of the life is by doing it. Yeah. I don't know how other families manage. For my family, we are not so easy to get a clean kitchen, mainly organized kitchen. So some of the morning I woke up, there are still some dishes there, right? And then my first impression is I didn't want to do it because I had my job there, right? But after the God's word, last week I served the young people, and we talk about the Old Testament, and then the material talk about the love and the sacrifice, right? Love and the service. So I think I really need that. So when I began to do one dish, I just saw which family member used that dish, and she or he get fed, right? And then all she or he who cooked that dish, that's even better. So I doing that, and it took me 20 minutes to do maybe only 10 dishes, but with love and sacrifice. I think that's all our families are built based on the love and sacrifice. And we each member can do that. And our Lord sets an example for us. So may the Lord bless us. Amen.
When the Lord charged a disciple to wash their feet, it's a time that, the next day, the Lord, he was going to be crucified. And actually, this is the final chance that he could speak to his disciples. And actually, imagine we have the last day of our life. What will we do? We will do the most important things of our life, right? So the Lord, in that day, he thought that this is the most important thing he needs his disciples to know. So he probably can give another message or, a lot of the truth he can convey to the disciples, but he charged his disciples to wash each other's feet, which means that this is really important. It's on the Lord's heart. And in Roman numeral 3, I really appreciate that full washing signifies the recovery of a spiritual freshness and the vitality and the recovery of our fellowship with the Lord and with one another. And washing is not wash away our sins. It's wash away the dirtiness from the world. And, I can testify that on Tuesday night, Melody and I, we have some discussion, like just our practical things in our household. And, after that, I just feel dry. And it's not about sins, we didn't do anything wrong, but we just read through a portion of the Modern Revival on Tuesday. And by the word of the Lord, it really washed away all the dryness, all the contamination from the world, and really refresh our spirit, and we'll be vitalized. And in Roman numeral 4, it continues to say that for us to experience the washing, we need to spend time in the Lord's presence.
Amen.
And with the saints, and when we are washing the each other's feet, we need to be saturated with the Lord. And I remember when brother was had the messenger in the college training, a college conference in KBCC, he reminds us that when we are washing others' feet, the water cannot be too hot, cannot be too warm. You know, cannot be too hot or too cold. It needs to be like proper temperature. And this is to be warm, right? Proper to our human temperature. And in my experiences, whenever I receive some calls from like leading brothers, serving brothers, in the beginning, I would feel stressed because I feel that, oh, there's something like service that going to assign to me, or you know, there's some fellowship or some, you know, some work I need to do. But recently, I just feel that when some brothers, they call me, they just want to wash my feet and just want to supply the life. And they always begin with some like just take care of my daily life, take care of my feelings, amen, and supply with the Lord's word. I really feel it's really appreciate this. So whenever we are going to wash others' feet, just like the Lord set example, we just put away our garments, put away our expression.
Amen.
Just supply the divine life from the
amen,
Lord.
Amen.
And this is so awesome, and that's how we, you know, can really build up the church. We can really love one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's try to limit 2 to 3 minutes so everybody can share. Not you, Tom.
Pardon?
You have some special food.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I'll stay to my time.
Hey, amen, Tom. You haven't prophesied for so long.
Praise
so
the Lord.
We want to hear.
So I like this.
I know.
When I was young, I would stay with my grandparents. My brother and I would stay with our grandparents, and they had a well, you know, a well where you go outside and you pump the water. And it was not a well like a big hole and you dumped a bucket in, but it was like a pump. And frequently, so the pipe would go down into the sand. Down until it hit the water.
Yeah.
But even still, the pump sometimes, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't pump water. So what you had to do is go in the house and get a glass of water and put the water, dump it down the pump.
Oh.
And what would happen is the water would go down. And there's a seal. It was usually leather, and it would dry out. So a dry seal wouldn't pump water because there's air getting through. So you put water down the pump, and it moistens the seal, and then all of a sudden you can pump, and boom, the water comes out.
Okay.
So to me, this is exactly like the foot washing. So Acts 3:20, I wanted to wait till the end of the meeting, but I just get stirred up by hearing these testimonies like Brother Richard and right here, Brother David. This, it's all about, the Acts 3:20 says, seasons of refreshing.
Amen. Amen.
Seasons of refreshing.
Amen.
Foot washing is that we get refreshed.
Amen.
Refreshing is a matter of the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit is the triune God is the refresher, is the ever, he's evergreen. Right? He's evergreen. That means he's always fresh. Evergreen means, you know, growing and sprouting. And so the Spirit is the refreshing one. The Spirit is, we need the Lord. The Lord is the Lord's Spirit. So the seasons of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. So when we're, so we need, so one of the principles that I follow very closely is when I come to the meeting, I want to pray. Maybe not vocal, maybe not verbally, but just silently. Why? So there can be some flow out that, so deep calls to deep. Deep calls to deep. So if I pray in my spirit, or you pray, let's say better, you pray, Jerry, Peter, D, John, Sergio, these brothers, suppose they come and they just start to pray in spirit, not even maybe just very quietly. Very quietly. And what's happening? There's refreshing going out. There's refreshing going out. Amen. So deep calls to deep. So it will touch my spirit. Amen. That refreshing, that presence of the Lord, that spirit, that water that to go and moisten the seal in the pump, now the pump can pump water. That's me. I'm the dry pump. I'm the dry pump. So when you pump water, when you pump, throw, you know, when you put water down the pipe and it moistens my seal, then I, now I can, now water can come out of me.
Amen.
Water can come out of me.
Amen.
So when the five brothers there, they're praying quietly, no one can hear them. No one can hear them. But there's a, like a submarine uses a ping. It sends out a ping. And when it hits something, it comes back. The ping comes back.
Amen.
So the same way the brothers are praying, they're sending out refreshing. They're sending out foot washing. They're sending out a ping. They're putting water down the dry pump. My spirit, the deep within me, their deep was sending out a ping. My deep is, oh, I should be calling on the Lord. Oh, I don't even hear, I don't even know where it's coming from. But it's just, there's a, oh, yeah, I need to pray. I should stop my talking and start to pray.
Amen.
So this is what's happening when we come together on like the home meetings. We're washing each other's feet by exercising our spirit. We don't necessarily need to be verbal. We need to be spirit.
Amen.
We need the spirit.
Amen.
The spirit is the refreshing.
Amen.
So we can speak. I can just say, hi, Brother Sergio. Hi, Brother John. If I'm doing that with spirit, then they're getting refreshed.
Amen.
If they do that to me, hi, Brother Tom. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm being refreshed. I think I'm out of time. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
sorry, saints. I'll sit down.
Praise the Lord.
I want to follow Brother Tom Cherry. That verse that he cited, Acts 3:20, so that seasons of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And I remember when he was sharing, you know, many years when I was a student at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I was in the church life, and I suddenly needed an operation. So I was recovering in the infirmary, and this is when I was wheeled out, and then the next day I woke up, I was sleeping, And then I opened my eyes and I saw a sister next to my bed. And she was sitting there. I don't even know that sister. I tell you, when I saw her, I felt the Lord's presence. And the sister was beaming with glory. I mean, she was beaming with Christ. And I don't even know the sister. It's a Caucasian sister. And later on, I found out her name. She introduced her as Amber. And to this day, saints, after so many decades, I still remember this dear sister. And she didn't even say one word because I was, you know, recovering from a surgery. But, oh, her presence was like the Lord's presence, sitting next to my hospital bed in my infirmary.
Amen. Oh, Lord. So, as you know, some of the Rutgers students were on the spring break trip. I went. And so, I have to confess, I didn't really follow the morning revival. It was pretty difficult with all the early rises and all of that. And so, I didn't really expect I'd have anything to share this week. I kind of came in thinking, came through the week thinking, oh, maybe I just will not speak. But actually, a brother shared something with me on our last night in Rahway that really touched me, and that I just wanted. Basically, they're following the same morning revival. I'm not doing a good job. They were following the same morning revival, and actually, after we shared, right? Remember, there's that one brother who said, "You have all refreshed me," and that was Brother Theo. And after the meeting, you know, I introduced myself to him, and he was just like. He just referred to the verse, and it's actually in the outline of this week. What is it? 1 Corinthians, 16:15. Now I exhort you, brothers. Now I rejoice at the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus, because they have filled up the lack caused by your absence. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Amen. Acknowledge, therefore, such ones. Remember that last night, I know we were all really tired. I don't know about you, but I was pretty much ready to go home. And so then they were like, let's have this meeting. And then they asked us to share. And I could tell every single one of the students who was on that trip was exhausted. But I was so encouraged and impressed that I think every single one of us who went stood up and gave their testimony and what they enjoyed from the trip, their experiences of the church. And they exercised their spirit. And so I don't know if you realize, you know, beloved ones, but we had an impact. That brother's spirit was refreshed. Amen. Because we went and we spoke from our spirit. Amen. Even though we didn't have that much, we shared what we had. Amen. We washed his feet, and because of that, he washed ours. Amen. And so I just was encouraged and impressed that that was his view on the whole matter. And because of that, he shared to me what I can now share here. And so, like what Brother Tom was sharing, you know, it's like the submarine, the sonar ping. What you send out comes back, and it's like a ripple, right? When we wash, we get washed. And when we share and we flow out, there is refreshment throughout all the churches. And so when we went on this trip, it wasn't just for us. It wasn't just for us to gain, you know, as college students to gain something, you know, to see, but also that we would go and refresh the ones that we went and visited.
Amen.
And they were refreshed by us. They were refreshed by you. And so,
amen.
I also think there's no Vedans or Shepherd here, but I think it'd also be okay to share what we enjoyed from the spring break trip.
Yes.
So be bold and share, because we experienced something.
Amen.
Going forth and visiting these localities.
Amen.
And they, as they enjoyed us, we enjoyed them.
Amen.
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 So, yeah, amen. So, go.
Surely not to limit the morning revival. You should also share your enjoyment.
It's funny, or I might touch on the trip, but there was something that was really fresh from this time, because I was in Philadelphia like 3 weeks ago, and they were covering this exact topic on the foot washing for fellowship, right? I really love, like, one small point. I love that it's very clear in John 13:8. Peter says, "You shall by no means wash my feet forever." Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." So the purpose of foot washing is to maintain and facilitate the fellowship between us and the Lord and with one another. I think two really things that stuck out to me. I always love this because the first point is that this is what the last major thing the Lord did before he went to the cross, basically. What was the major thing? He didn't give like some incredibly long message like in Matthew 5 through 7. He didn't say, okay, maybe you disciples missed something, so I'm going to recap everything that I shared in my 3.5 years of ministry. No, he did something seemingly so simple and even so lowly as washing people's feet. That has to have some significance. That alone should make it clear that this is so important in the Lord's eyes. So I'm just so thankful that we're covering this again and again to have our concepts renewed in this matter. That it's not even like, oh, we're just physically washing each other's feet, but this is a spiritual reality that's taking place every time we gather together. I appreciated when Brother Minjing shared the sequence of what the Lord physically did even before he washed the disciples' feet. It says he rose from supper, he laid aside his outer garments, and then he girded himself, and then he lowered himself, and then he prepared the water. Every single one of those points is related to us in how we can even wash each other's feet. Because anyways, I'm very, very experienced in not following the proper way where I just come towering over them with some nice hot water to just like dump all, or something like that. But the Lord, He put aside His attainments.
Amen.
He limited Himself. Actually, He said for their sake, He sanctified Himself.
Right.
He limited His actions, even His words. And then He lowered Himself, individually reaching every single one of them. And that's our pattern. I think one thing that, I think as Peter might have alluded to, is that we don't realize how much of an impact we have on one another when we just speak. And we also don't realize how much of an impact others have on us. I think one big thing I've realized is that we should not, quote unquote, classify or characterize who are those who will wash my feet or whatnot. Because you never know who will actually do that. Just one example. When I was in college, there was this gospel friend who, praise the Lord, he got saved and baptized later. But before that, I was like just spending time to contact him, and he wasn't even saved, but he was interested in being with us. And then I remember I would try to regularly like meet up with him or like call him or whatnot. And I was, at that moment, I was just feeling like the world's like dirt, like on me. I just felt like dirty from all the stuff I was doing. I remember distinctly. And I was like, I really don't want to call him right now. I'd rather just like fall into my normal like routine or whatever. But then he initiated to call me. And then I was like, I don't want to call him, but he initiated to call me. And then I remember coming out of that so refreshed. Like this is, and of all the people, like a gospel friend who's not even a believer. But anyway, so it just shows we should not overestimate ourselves or underestimate ourselves in this matter. Every single one of us has the capacity to wash someone else's feet. And everyone we contact has the capacity to wash our feet.
Amen.
And this is also that we can maintain fellowship with the Lord and with one another.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I really enjoyed this reading in the Bible, and I like the last day. In the beginning, the brother shared that, like, when we have a, suppose you have committed your day's work and feeling tired and so and so, then we come to the meeting, and then some prayer of the brothers or sisters may touch us, our spirit, and then our spiritual energy is renewed. I really enjoy that part. And, oh, Peter is gone. Because I want to have a testimony that when we joined a P12 home meeting at the brother's house, I was really encouraged. I felt refreshed and rest when I saw that all the brothers and sisters who joined the road trip, they just got back and then they joined the meeting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even their presence, without saying anything, seeing Barbara and Peter and Richard, they just got back from the trip and then they joined the meeting. That was a real encouragement for me. And I especially enjoyed their sharings. I enjoyed Barbara sharing how Peter was touched by the love expressed through the saints. And I also enjoy every word that Richard said. I don't know why, but as long as I see Richard in the Lord's Table meeting, I feel really encouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord that I can get refreshed and rest just by the presence and by the mutual supply through the saints.
Amen.
Fresh, right?
Yeah.
So the sister was mentioning what I was talking about last night, and I could impart that same message to you guys, and hopefully that refreshing water will splash onto you guys as well. So what I was talking about last night when I was dead tired was, you know, my enjoyment over the week that we had in North Carolina, Baltimore, and Baltimore. So I said that a big part of the trip that I had never experienced before was, you know, just traveling in general, traveling with the saints. Right, I travel a lot in my life. I've been to a lot of places, but traveling with the saints is a lot different than traveling with your family. Especially when we talk about hospitality and, you know, just the experience in the cars, it's very different, right? Like imagine like pulling up to somebody's house, you know, walking in, they're complete strangers, they've never been there before, and then you sleep in their bed, you eat their food, and you use their bathroom. You know, like, I had an experience where I was on the trip, and a friend of mine, not saved, called me. He's like, yo, Richard, spring break, where you at? And I'm like, I'm in North Carolina. He's like, oh, you're staying with, friends, family? And I'm like, yes. It's hard to explain that kind of experience with somebody who has never experienced it before. Right. And, you know, me being a freshman here and seeing it for the very first time, it was really a blessing, right, to show that, you know, this is not a religion. This is not just a group of people, you know, devout to some idol, right? This is not something like that. This is a lifeline, a lifelong journey that's being ran throughout the world. And, you know, this kind of idea of saints being everywhere, being so open to open their homes to us, you know, it expanded my view that this isn't just, you know, my local church. This is a journey that's being, you know, rode out by people across the world. And yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Hi, Saints. I actually didn't go on the spring break trip, but I just came back from a trip to Minnesota to visit my sister. And I think the same line of just being refreshed by the Saints has been so sweet. So I had not seen the Saints in Minnesota for, I'm going to say, 7 or 8 months since the last time I had helped my sister move in. And just their portion and their sharing and their remembering of me. That was such a sweet, sweet time. And I got invited for dinner with one of the couples that takes care of my sister. And I think that was just truly this week and then even this morning to hear on this kind of refreshing and this kind of foot washing, which is almost so tender and so sweet and very intimate. That was what I felt with these dear, dear saints. I think it's, as I get, quote, used to a certain schedule or a certain locality, I realize the risk of becoming dry because I'm used to doing things in a certain way or I expect certain things. But I think this is a sweet reminder, not just to go and visit saints who are not in the locality that you grew up in, but even in the ones that are around us, to remind each other, to just water one another, to wash each other's feet.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll just share a little on the spring break trip. It was really enjoyable, and I actually, like, was hesitant to join, and last year I didn't go either because I'm, like, not very extroverted. And so, like, during breaks, and I don't really like to travel, so, like, during breaks, like, I like to just, like, stay at home, usually. But I decided to just, like, go on the trip this year. I was like, I don't want to miss another one. And I'm actually really glad I did because it was so enjoyable. And I remember at the end when I came home, like, my friend texted me and she was like, oh, you must be so tired, like, after your long trip. And I was like, yeah, like, physically I'm pretty exhausted, but, like, I actually feel so energized. Wow. Like, and I felt really refreshed. Like, refreshed is the right word. And, yeah, I just, one of my most enjoyable parts was just going to meetings in all the different localities. And I remember when I signed up for the trip, I thought, like, it's kind of just, like, a normal trip, but, like, with, like, the club, like, you know, with the other students who are believers. But actually, like, the majority of the trip was, like, just going to meetings and staying in saints' homes, having dinner with the saints, and like car rides, just like giving each other's like our testimonies of the Lord. And I actually really enjoyed like just like singing with like, you know, people I've never met before and like states that I've never like really visited. But like I just felt like the oneness, and I could see like the expression of Christ in all these different localities. So it was really enjoyable, definitely really refreshing. And I hope we were able to refresh others.
Exactly. Yeah, one of my highlights from the spring break trip was definitely like staying at different homes. And it helped to show me the clearer vision of the body of Christ. Because like Richard said, like on the one hand, we are really just strangers, but they've invited us into their homes. They cared for us, they fed us, they also spent the time getting to know us as well. And we are also members of the body of Christ. So through like their care and their nourishment that we've met with the saints, it's clear to see that everything we did was out of their love for the Lord. And because they love the Lord, there was this outflow of love to us, the other members of the body.
Amen.
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 I enjoyed this week of day 4, where it says, "Well, the Lord is always fresh, but we may become old. We will have staleness in our fellowship with God, and we can have a defiled feet." And I also really just enjoy this small point here in point 3, that become old is to be set, settled, and occupied. So we are all, sometimes we're busy in the church life. There are so many things that are set, a lot of schedules that we're following, and we may be settled in this kind of routine day after day, week after week, church life, and we're occupied. But it makes us old in a way that we're, that our fellowship with God is no longer the freshness that we had yesterday or last week or last year. Okay? And so really we just, I'm touched that we need to wash each other's feet. We not only need the washing of the feet from the Lord, we also need the washing of the feet from our brothers and sisters. And the way that we wash each other's feet is to learn from Jesus' pattern, is to only take out our garments and only have that towel to gird us. And it says that we should not have any uniform on us that's like so-called deeper life or spirituality, because we're no better than anyone else. But instead, we'll just have that towel, a piece of cloth to gird us, and to wash our brothers and sisters with the warm, not hot, not too cold, the warm water.
Amen.
Yeah, con ăn tuần này rất là ngọt ngào.
This first morning with them was very sweet.
Yeah, làm tôi nhớ đến một anh em yêu dấu khi mà còn ở Việt Nam.
It reminds me of a dear brother when I was still in Vietnam.
Khi đó chúng tôi sinh ra ở trong nước sống hội thánh thì anh đó dường như rất là khó gặp, không có thể tương giao được.
When we were in the church life together, it seems that brother was not very approachable, very hard to come to talk to him.
Khi mà trong một buổi nhóm khi chúng tôi đọc đến Giăng chương 13.
In the meeting when we read the story in John 13.
Nói về việc rửa chân cho nhau.
About washing the feet.
Khi mà đọc xong đó thì anh nói tôi và một anh em khác hãy ngồi yên trên ghế.
So after finishing reading, he told me and another brother to sit still on the chair.
Anh đã đi chuẩn bị nước ấm và thực hành việc rửa chân cho tôi và các bạn. Khi đó thì tôi cảm giác rằng anh đó là dường như đã hạ mình xuống để mà rửa chân cho tôi một anh em kia.
So that time I felt that that brother really lowered himself to wash my feet and the other brother's feet.
Trong cách nghĩ thiên nhiên thì tôi nghĩ rằng anh đã không thể nào làm được việc đó.
In my natural thinking, I thought that it would be impossible for him to do so.
Nhưng anh đã hạ mình xuống và thực hành điều
really
đó.
He really humbled himself and accepted that.
Và nhìn cái lúc anh đó đã rửa chân cho chúng tôi rằng khi mà tôi nhìn anh đó thì có vẻ dường như rất là ngọt ngào, dễ gần và đầy tình yêu.
So when we looked at him washing out feet, it was so sweet and full of love.
Và làm cho tôi được cảm nhận rằng có một sự tươi mới bên trong mình.
And it gave me a refreshing feeling inside.
Yeah. Và sau cái việc đó thì ba chúng tôi duy trì một cái sự tương giao rất là ngọt ngào.
And after that experience, the three of us maintained a very sweet fellowship.
Yeah, tôi nhìn ảnh bằng lời tình yêu ngọt ngào và ảnh nhìn chúng tôi cũng bằng sự ngọt ngào.
I looked at him and full of love, and he also looked at us with full of love.
Yeah, cảm ơn Chúa vì chúng tôi tiếp tục duy trì cái việc tương giao thông suốt với nhau, không còn cái sự ngăn cách, mà tôi không cần nhìn ảnh bằng một cái điều gì đó rất là khác thường.
So thank the Lord that we maintained our sweet fellowship and there was no hindrance between us.
Amen. Cảm ơn Chúa.
Amen.
Yeah, I also just add one some point. So we want to thank the serving ones who organized this spring trip, right? I mean, behind all these spiritual gains, there are some labors. So I noticed, you know, when I arrived, the Toast family, there are two new vans, and then one of them with plate is a Florida plate. So I later asked, they are new vans, they are rented. And they are for this planning. So I really appreciate, you know, the serving ones. They must have gone through, you know, planning and invest and make sure the trip is safe, is efficient. So yeah, I think we need to give credit to the Lord and to the serving ones and to the church.
Amen.
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 Exercise my spirit to practice prophesying English. Thank you, Lord, you know, for this message. It's very seemingly and timely, the full watching. And the last week we have a message about building up the organic body of Christ in love.
Amen.
And this morning I enjoy a brother's sharing, saying when the Lord Jesus, you know, before the Last Supper, he set a simple yet very wonderful example, you know, by this food washing. Amen. So how do we build up the body of Christ in love? I think this is a great example. So not just about humbling ourselves, but it's the same. We know the washing, food washing is not a, it's not a washing away, cleanse our things. It's about the recovery.
Amen.
Refresh our fellowship with Lord, or with our brothers, sisters. That's the part of body. So to build the body of Christ, we need the joints and also the each one part, right? So we need a practice, we need an exercise to shepherding. And I have said, we need to try to exercise, you know, to function as a shepherd and teacher, right? Mm-hmm. So this is the desire of, you know, our Lord Jesus gave us.
Amen.
So we enter in this message we sing. We are already saved. We are already regenerated. But we need to maintain, stay in the kingdom of the heavens, right? So, this is the past week. And recently, I with my companion, you know, we go into the life study reading. I enjoy it pretty much. I think that this is the best way I can still have the fellowship with a brother Lee or brother Ni, because they are speaking. It's the way, you know, food washing us.
Amen.
So yeah, every time I feel enjoyment. Every day, you know, we had a 3 to 5 times a week, depends on our schedule of work.
Amen.
But we try the best. Every time we enjoy. Sometimes we both speak to each other. So that's the way we can do the food washing.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
So amen. Exercise.
Amen.
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 Yeah, so kind of just like to echo what everyone shared, I enjoyed days 2 to 4 a lot. You know, the matter of like how I feel like, you know, a lot of people, they tend to know that the Lord, the Lord's death on the cross, right, saved us from our sins. But not many people realize that what the Lord also saved us from is from vanity. And, you know, and what is vanity, right? It's all the common things in our ordinary living. And, you know, in our everyday experience, you know, as we go about our days, you know, it could be work or school, or, you know, we could see and hear a lot of things, you know, that clog us inside inwardly, right? And, you know, this, I definitely had a lot of experiences like that. And then when, you know, coming to the meetings and trying to exercise my spirit, I realized I can't, you know, because I have a lot of inward traffic, and a lot of things clogging me inside inwardly, and the Lord can't dwell inside me. But I just really enjoy like how in spending time with the Lord and in fellowshipping with the Lord actually washes our feet. And actually in this washing of the feet is actually just the emptying out, unloading of ourselves inwardly. Amen. And Amen. This is what frees up space inside us for the Lord to dwell inside Amen. Us. Yeah, I also really enjoy like how it's not just the Lord that does that, but we can do it to each other.
Right.
And you know, many times, you know, we can find ourselves incapable to do that because that, you know, we just cannot, you know, as it says, the Lord, he laid aside his garments, right? Mm-hmm. So that means he laid aside his attainments, virtues, and attributes. And many times, you know, it's just like, we just can't do that. We just, a lot of natural elements inside us that we just can't let go of, and that weighs us down, and we cannot, you know, wash others' feet. We cannot minister life. But yeah, just really, I really enjoy like how we can just, you know, we need to really fellowship with the Lord, let the Lord saturate us so that, you know, the Lord can, you know, give us the strength to really let go of these things and to really, you know, be put on the cross so that he is the only one that we are expressing, and then we can minister life and wash each other's feet.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Amen.
So this was a great week for morning revival. It was a great lesson about washing one another's feet, you know, loving one another. You know, last night I found myself at Home Depot at about 8:30 last night, and I had a very scary incident happen right in front of me. And you know, this larger man was charging at this woman about the size of my wife. And luckily, nothing happened. Praise the Lord. But you know, potentially, I mean, I was within 5 feet of this whole incident. So as he charged, I turned, and I think possibly my presence just stopped the whole incident from going any further. The interesting part was, as I was during that incident, I was actually looking at power washers. So you know, it's a matter of the world. You know, the world contaminates us. You know, and sometimes we have control of it, sometimes we don't. And this was one of those incidents that, you know, I did not have much control, but it's amazing how many thoughts come through your head in a matter of seconds. You know, how would you react? What are you going to do? You know, we just need to stay in the Spirit and continue Amen. To, you know, spread the word and continue to, you know, wash one another's feet and keep our spirit high.
Amen.
And, you know, we have to do what we can to minimize the contamination of the world upon us. We pray that the Lord, you know, through the Lord's grace, you know, we can be prepared for whatever situation may arise within our lives.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
have time before I conclude? My brother Michael will conclude.
You can go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, Brother Scott. Oh,
sorry, maybe I can just share very briefly. I feel like I was visiting LA for work last week, but the week before that I was at a conference somewhere. And shit, anyway, I just feel like my experience very much amen this week. And when I came to visit the Saints Inn on Lord's Day in LA, it's just like after such a long week, it's like such a foot washing. Actually, I just realized if I hadn't had my feet washed, actually I couldn't have had really fellowship with them. I think I just appreciated some of the utterances from this week. Because, you know, I think we've heard of foot washing, but actually I didn't appreciate how crucial it is. And she says, among all the services that Christians minister to one another, nothing is more crucial or more precious than foot washing. Mm-hmm. I think some of the saints shared about, right, actually this is, right, the fact that the Lord did this, right, the night before actually should show us how crucial this is.
Right.
But actually on day six, there was some other things. Lord Jesus said, foot washing is very, very important because the fellowship with the Lord and with one another can never be maintained without it. Without it, the church life cannot be realized. In fact, the reality of the church life will be gone. Therefore, the daily foot washing definitely needs to be exercised by the Lord himself on the one hand and by all the saints on the other. Then we shall be able to maintain an excellent fellowship with which we shall have the real church life. You know, this isn't easy. I think what it's talking about, actually, right, we need to humble ourselves. And I don't think we normally, in ourselves, that's not our attitude, right? We're not the sort of people, actually. But that's, praise the Lord, that's the Lord's life within us, right? He has such a life within us, actually, that is operating in such a spontaneous way. And this should be our daily, day-to-day experience in the church life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, this is like a brother said, when a brother shared with me, when we share and says it's not really an easy thing to share, but if we are in the Spirit, we can. Now, use the title to say, life washing and love to maintain fellowship. For what? To produce the main child that overcomes. If we keep up with this, washing and love to maintain fellowship, the Lord is producing the overcomers. And in the world, there is a lot of washing. I mean, I deal with a lot of people from different religions, Punjabis, Muslim, Hindus. And they do that before they go into the temple, suppose the physical temple. They have to wash the feet, face, the head, so they cannot enter without washing. This is a very outwardly expression, human. The same happened with in Islam. I don't try to criticize any religion, but it's a very a tradition. Hourly, even the Catholics, they just keep doing the tradition of the washing of the feet, but only as an hourly expression of the human nature. Now, right. This is different, right? And we really need, this is deep, deep and profound. Not every Christian in the world could see this. I've been to so many churches, denominations, I've never seen this. Only in this ministry, I really appreciate this ministry.
Amen.
You know, and but, like, in day two, I want to talk about this because I think it's important. But he says, many times you are not sinful, but you are dirty. Mm. You see, this world has a lot of dust. No matter where we run, we're gonna be contaminated. We're gonna be touched by this dust, right? So he says here also, many times. We're not simple, but we're dirty. Dust is everywhere, right? Meaning in the world. How easy it is to get dirty. Even as you're driving down to the street or to the meeting hall, your eyes might be accidentally see something. If I recall yesterday, Saturday, I was working, and then I said, Lord, did I did something wrong yesterday. I mean, I was saying, did you really do something wrong? Did I argue with my wife? Did I get upset? I argue with my son? Working fine. Everything looks nice. Right? I even had a fellowship in the morning with him. I read the morning revival. I even later on, we had the fellowship with the brothers. But then when I'm driving towards my office, everything was nice. I stopped in the light. I see a girl passing. Suddenly my eyes, my flesh is activated. I don't know if that happened to you, brother, when you see a pretty girl. So we can be, you know, in the spirit. And suddenly the enemy put us in the flesh.
Right.
Right? And I think that a lot of wives and sisters probably asking that from their partners or their husband. So what happened? He says that there's a lot of dust. Right? We need to wash our feet. But this has to be washed by the Lord.
Amen.
So we need
Amen.
To live in the spirit. That's why we need to exercise our spirit. We need to tell the Lord, wash my feet. I always tell him, since I learned this, I've been telling him, oh, I need your washing.
Amen.
Wash me, Lord, with the life-giving spirit. I need your washing every day. Mm-hmm. But when he washed me, then I enjoy it. I smile. I'm like, revive again. I'm so happy because I know he's washing my feet every day. So, there's so much garbage online and the internet. You know, sometimes you just put YouTube, because I don't even have a TV to watch news, nothing, because everything is crime and war. So, I just go to YouTube, try to look for the news. Today, you know, something, what's going on with this and that. And so much garbage. And then you, without even thinking, you click, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't even think, you didn't want to click there. But, you see, 3 million, 4 million must be good. Right? And you didn't mean it. So, we need to be careful. I can tell my son, the enemy is there to destroy us. The enemy wants to hurt us. He wants to really, you know, hate will rise up, but will not prevail. We need to pray. We need to read the word. We need to be in the life, the low life. We need to go to the low, ask the low life. See, in the Old Testament, we have the prophet, and we have the law of Moses. Right? The law of Moses now is the law of life. The anointing spirit, we can talk to him. You know, to the anointing, he will talk to us. We respond, yeah, don't do that. See, many times he's always telling me, don't do that. Relax. Don't get upset. Don't argue with your wife. He stopped me all the time. Don't argue with your mom. Don't argue with your dad. He always stopping me. You know, but I need to tell him. I need to come to him because many times I want to blow out because I used to be a high temper, hot temper, right? And I understand my son is a little bit like that, so I don't blame him. Because I used to have an anger problem when I was younger, even when I was adult. Only the Lord can control our anger. This is the generation of the anger people. You know, I see it in New York. I work in New York. Everybody get upset. I tell a student, don't do this. They say, what? Why not? Okay, that's fine. So they react quick. I mean, the young people react. Your mom tells you something. You say, why? Why, mom? Right? We react quick with our father, husband, even with our kids. You know? So we need to really ask the Lord to wash our feet every day. You know, sometimes we don't like certain brothers. We don't like, I didn't like my sister for too long. Now she came back to the recovery. Now she's in church in New York. And she always, now she's shepherding me, sending messages. We fellowship, we pray together. I couldn't stand her before because she always want to argue and do this. But now we love each other. So the Lord's been washing her feet, and he's been washing my feet. And now we can have a fellowship in the Lord, and we can enjoy the Lord. So we need to really see this is very deep. Not everybody can see this. Trust me. I've been in so many denominations. No, and I deal with so many Christians too in my workplace. And when I tell them about that, I ask them about the washing. I tell them, this weekend we have the washing of the feet. And I say, oh yeah, I know that. And they think it's only ourly. It's just a tradition. When I share with them, because they ask me, what is the meaning? I say, oh, we wash each other's feet. The Lord, you know, wash our feet with the Spirit every day. Because when we are down, he wash our feet and we're up. You know, and we need to exercise our spirit to enjoy him. So then they get happy. They say, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know what's the meaning. the washing of the feet was really the Lord coming. Yeah, the Lord got so small just to be with us, to wash our feet so we can be clean, we can enjoy Him every single day with the fellowship of the brothers in love. You know, we need to really give thanks to the Lord for this, for this ministry. First, for this ministry, for this revelation that really we can see Him now face to face. And we need to really, really say thank you, Lord, for showing us this in this, this ministry and this morning revival. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 The book of John is full of type and sign. We see the purpose of this sign and type is implied to the spiritual significance. And we have to be reminded the purpose of foot washing. What is the purpose for foot washing? Is to maintain fellowship.
Right.
Amen.
Don't forget that.
Yep.
When you and I experience the full washing in spirituality, so that you and I can be maintained in the fellowship.
Amen.
It's quite interesting. You probably never asked that question before. Why the Lord don't do the full washing only? Right? Don't you have that question? He can do it early. Why in the chapter 13, verse 1, the Lord saying, He knew His time has come.
Right.
If you do not know this significance, then you will probably oversee the reason why the Lord would do that to the disciple. He told the disciple, what I have done to you now, you don't know what I have done to you. But later, you will know. What has happened after that later? In order for us to experience the reality of the full washing,
amen,
something has to be later. That something is the Lord's crucifixion and resurrection. What Brother Minjin led us to read the verse 13:3-5. It tells us detail how the Lord do the full washing. The first thing He did, take off His outer garment. Do not think this is easy. And then He will get the clothes to gird it, and then He poured the water into the basin, and He must have bent down and then start washing. It's not done yet. After He washed, He also wiped with the clothes that He girded with Him. Do you think there's no meaning for this? There's lots of significance there. On one hand, Lord has to physically wash, but if without the water, He cannot wash. Saints, if you and I don't have the water, we cannot wash. Where is the water from? on the Lamb and God of that throne, there is a flowing water.
Amen.
Unless we are under this throne, there will be no water coming up. The level of washing, indeed, is starting from low level to the deep level. You know, John, the disciple John, he wrote the Gospel John, and he also wrote the Epistle John. And then in the first John, chapter 2, he told us there are three type of people in the church life. Little children, young one, and then the older one called father. We have to know that in the church life, there are three type of people like that. And these three type of people, they all can wash each other.
Amen.
By, at least, by their presence. So it's very true. Richard can wash us.
Right. Yes.
Just by
Amen.
His presence.
Amen.
Right. I hope you will see that. Your presence, my presence, will wash everyone.
Amen.
That is the what? The lowest level. Then when Richard starts standing up, share something, his washing deepened. May we see this? In the house of God, there's full of love. Because of that love, this full washing become real to us. I ask you, do you love God? Because you love God, right? You love the Lord. Then you will come to meet with what? The children of God. You're one of the children of God. I'm one of the children of God. God is in us. Therefore, this full washing in spirituality become real to us. Don't accept Satan's lie that I cannot wash your feet. Don't ever accept that. You know, the characteristic of those three type of people, the young children, their characteristics, they overcome the sin by the blood. But then, the young one, the strong one, their characteristic is they have the Word of God abides in them. So we can see, you know, many young ones, you have very strong mind, your memory is good, you can memorize the Word of God. You are strong. But then the older one also have the characteristic. You know their, what's their characteristic?
Smallness.
They know the beginning, which is the life. And see, we have these three type of people in the church life. How rich church life will be.
Right.
You know, let me tell you. You know, every morning, you know what I enjoy most? After I have my morning revival, I would see our grace. The little grace.
Amen.
You know what that little grace bring me? season of refreshment.
Amen.
Real, you know. She has that fresh refreshment. When I saw her, I was just happy.
Amen.
I was just happy, and I just cannot hold myself. I want to kiss her. That is the characteristic of young one.
Amen.
The babe, the baby. May we, I hope you will get my point, okay? Mm-hmm. May we will touch the refreshments from all of us here.
Amen.
Your
Amen.
Freshness can touch me, and
Amen.
I can touch you.
Amen.
May the Lord bring us into this reality of who was. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
You are so faithful.
Amen.
Pour us into this fellowship.
Amen.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Love us.
Amen.
Will be our pattern.
Amen.
Oh, how to love our brother and sister.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You don't want to separate us from the fellowship.
Amen.
Thank you. You show us how to do the full washing.
Amen.
Oh, keep us fresh.
Amen.
Keep us renewed.
Amen.
We can continue to stay in this fellowship.
Amen.
Thank you for speaking, right. Lord.
Amen.
Oh, keep refreshing us.
Amen.
Oh, keep washing Amen. Our feet.
Amen.
Oh, wash others.
Amen.
Oh, with your, we'll see your expression, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for this message.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You are so refreshing.
Amen.
You are so
renewing. Amen.
We want to be washed by your foot
Amen.
Washing.
Amen.
Brother and sisters, foot washing.
Amen.
We don't want to be sinful.
Amen.
To be dirty.
Right.
So we don't want the world to have any ground on us.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for everyone's portion.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, do continue to empty us.
Amen.
Lord, unload us.
Amen.
Lord, that our feet may be washed.
Amen.
Lord, that we may wash others' feet.
Amen.
Lord, that we may just minister life.
Amen.
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 Thank you for filling us with your living word today.
Amen.
Try us with your grace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hold on a second. Did you notice in your experience when we? So today we got washed. Definitely got foot washed. And so as we grew up, we're all different. The point about Michael sharing was there's young. They're strong. There are fathers. We're all different stages of our Christian life.
Yeah.
As we grow in life, we become more conscious of what's going on.
Right.
I want to point out, I want you to be, like, have a little seed. When we came in, we're probably dead and dry and all shriveled up. But at the end of the meeting, at the end, the ones that didn't prophesy, so we got filled up. We got filled up.
Amen.
That means we got foot washed. We got washed. So we came empty, dry, all shriveled up like prunes. We got water. We got foot washed. We got filled up. The proof that we got filled up is that we want, at the end, there's a lot of speaking. Even at the very end, there's a lot of praying. There's praying. So I want you to be, like, make a note for your growth in life. Oh, yeah, this is what's happening. This is what's happening. I came dry. Now I'm full. Now I got filled up. Now I can function. So here's the main point. As the meeting is progressing, we should have that realization, oh, I need to function.
Amen.
Right. Why? Why do I need to function?
It's not easy to function in the middle of the meeting. It's not easy to function at the beginning of the meeting. It's not easy. It's easy. It's the easiest at the end of the meeting because we got filled up. So here's the point I want you to grab onto. We can all refresh. We can all refresh each other. So as the meeting is progressing, and we have the consciousness, oh, there's refreshing. Add the awareness little by little. I can function.
Amen.
I may feel dry. That's a feeling. We function by faith.
Amen.
We function by the Spirit.
Amen.
So just add that to your consciousness. Oh, there's some saints are sacrificing themselves. They're making a fool of themselves. They're making fools of themselves so that you and I can be refreshed.
Amen.
You and I can be refreshed.
Amen.
Anyway, so our functioning is not by our feeling. Our functioning is by our faith.
Amen.
Just stand up and say, Lord, I'm functioning. Cover me with your blood.
Amen.
And just start. Don't even think about it so much. Just start to pour something out.
Amen.
Pour it out. Make a fool of yourself. Anyway, so that's my... This is a wonderful meeting, a wonderful fellowship. There's a wonderful... At the end, we're all filled up.
Amen.
We go home, praise the Lord, hallelujah. We have a good conclusion. We're just, this is great.
Amen.
So as the meeting is progressing, as we grow in our life, we can say, oh, I need to function because I need to add some more. I need to be part of the filling up process.
Amen.
Anyway, praise the Lord. Thank you, saints. I'm sorry to...
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're writing letters for the trainees so they can do something.